We are on Daf Peches Amud Aleph. And before we go further, I'd like to speak about an inyan which perhaps has a shayches to the second teretz of Tosfos, the Gemara de Pirche, Mal Ishe Shekein Eina Bemila. So Tosfos said, V'yesh Meforshim De'ein Metzuva Lomol Es Bino. That is the Pirche, that is the Kula of an Ishe. The lesser, Nim Kein Mai Koma Akotn Yechiyach, Akotn is also not Metzuva. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Zayin is Mesupik if Milas Zechoreo Vavodeo Shal Isha Ma'akva Milechel Belishchet Kolben Pesach. It's not enough in the Rambam, it's not enough in the Halacha. He's Mesupik if Milas Zechoreo Vavodeo be Ma'akva. So, the Minchas Chinuch is machia as follows, that an Isha is mitzuve lomel es avodel, chlal is a chiyuv lomel avodel, so therefore, if she's mitzuve lomel es avodel, so if she brings a korban Pesach, milas avodeho will be ma'akev in the akrove. But since she's not mechuyev to be mal her children, so if there's no chiyev to be mal her children, so the Minchas Chinuch says that she brought a korban Pesach and her son is an orel, it's not ma'akev. And that's how he wants to put down the halacha. If there is a chiyev on her to make the mila, so then the mila will be ma'akev. There's no chiyev on her to make the mila, then the Olus is not ma'akev. Then he brings a marsha in Yevamis, Tafayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara has there a problem that the pasuk, there's two psukim that Milas Schorov is ma'akev by the Shchita, it's ma'akev by the Achila. So the Gemara wants to find a case that it wasn't ma'akev by the Shechita, it was ma'akev by the Achila. So the Gemara says, Oviv ve'imoy hoyu bebeis ha'asurim b'sha'a Shechita sa'peisach is kosher akol. That means, b'sha'a Shechita, the father and the mother of the son, he had a son that was Chayiv Lomu, but they were in prison, so they were not capable at all to be mal their son. So since they weren't capable to be mal their son, so it's not ma'akev the shchita. And Rashi says, the Gemara says, Ovi ve'imoy hoyu bebeis ha'asurim, and later they got out, so it's ma'akev by the achila. So Rashi says, Mitzvahs milo mutelles aleihem v'loy alacherem. There mitzuveh in mitzvahs milo, that's the Loshon of Rashi. So memele, so b'shah shchitas ha-Pesach, they weren't able to be mal, so it's not ma'akev. B'shah sachila, it will be ma'akev. So the Marsha asks, V'yesh l'tmaya, do isha eino chayeves lomol es b'no. But pshat in Rashi, Rashi says, mitzvahs mile muteles aleihem. A woman isn't mechuyev lomol es b'no. So the Masha says, v'yesh loim v'dohochek, even the chayeves laseis pesach, mitzvah nami aleh lomol es b'no. So the Masha says, that there's no, not like the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say. The Minchas Chinuch wanted to say the ikuv of olas bonim is totally if there's a mitzvah lomel, And since there's no mitzvah ne'isha lomolas benos and memela, the ola will not be ma'akev. And the mashal says, no, fakert, when she brings a korban pesach, so there's a chiyuv on her to be mal as beno. That's a mashal. The Yenis Eilem says on this Rashi, Amor de Kechidish. He says, we have to understand why is she mechuyev lomolas beno? There's no chiyuv on a lomolas beno. So the Yenis Eilem says, Amor de Kechidish. He says, that's what the Pasuk says, that what we learn out from a Pasuk, that an Isha is potter lomolas beno, that means als parent. As parent, she's potter. He was on the of and not on the aim. He says, but there's a din. What if the father isn't mal? So zechiv on bezdin, on kol yisrael. So he says the chiv on kol yisrael. She's also a yisraelis. So she's mechuyev to be mal. Any child als bezdin, als zechiv bezdin. That's what he says. She's only nismayet from the chiyiv parent. An ov is mechuyiv, a name is not mechuyiv. But al bezdin, she's mechuyiv to be mal any child. So he says, so now it comes out. Now, milas zechoreo is ma'akiv the korban pesach. So if there's a chiyiv on her to be mal this child, al bezdin, so memel it's ma'akiv, because there's a mitzvah on her to be mal this child. There's a mitzvah on her to be mal someone else's child, but that won't be makiv her korban pesach, because it's the zechorim of the Baal HaKorban. It's the avodim of the Baal HaKorban. So memele, so he says, so we could say the lomdus of the minchas chinuch, that in yesod, milas zechorim is only makiv if there's a chiyiv lomel, but there's a chiyiv on the aim lomel. Al spesdin, so memela, that's why it's market. Now we have here three shittas. Let us just chaz over the three shittas. The minchas chinuch holds that the zechiv an eisha lomol avodel a whole year. That's number one. And number two, and so if she brings a korban pesach, if she wasn't malim, that'll be market the korban pesach. Milas zechoreo. The Minchas Chinuch says, since she's not mechuya bechlal to be mal deschorim, so therefore it will not be ma'akev hakodin peis. That's the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. The Marshon Yevome says that even though she's not mechuya lomel zechoreh a whole year, but by Pesach she's mechuya lomel es zechoreh in order to be able to bring a kodin Pesach. And the Yenis Eilam wants to say that there's a chiyuv a whole year on her to be mal ol schorim als the chiyuv bezdin. So memela, if she is a zocher that was not nimur through the father, so this zocher will be makiv hatin a korban pesach. Now let's go noch one more idea, then we'll come back to our tosfos. There's a mechilta, because the Mishnah brings down a mechilta. The mechilta says that milas avodim is ma'akiv by a godl, not by a kotl. It says eved ish, v'loy eved kotl. Fine. Fregt minchas chinuch, l'shitosa, he's going, it can only be ma'akiv if there's a chiyuv. That was the logic of the Minchas Chinuch. The ikav is, if you're a chiyuv to be mal, and you want mal, so it's makiv shchitas ha-pesach, achilas ha-pesach. But if you're not a chiyuv to be mal, frek the Minchas Chinuch, so why do you need a miyut by a cotton, evidentially evid cotton, that it's not makiv? Sure it's not makiv. A cotton is a lav ba-chiyuv, he's not a chiyuv. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Amar de Keteret, he says, V'nire de Be'emes Kotten Ben Mitzvitz. He's also Mechuyiv. He's a Yid, he's Mechuyiv. Rak to Loi Shaykh, Loi Madat Teure, Hizira Oysoi. He can't say the Teure gave him Azor to do it, the Lav Ben Deyev.
Aber be'esod is no, azor, he's allowed by das. Aber be'emes chayiv b'mitzvahs. He is chayiv b'mitzvahs, but the Torah would not give him azor because he's allowed by das. Imkei. So he says, even you say he's chayiv b'mitzvahs, k'moy de godol milas avodov makeve she'osa lechen alaytit the kolben peisa, who had in a cotton. So a cotton, but also, since Be'etzem is Mechuyev, Lomel Es Avodo, there's no Azore, but he's Mechuyev. So Memele, I would think, since he's Mechuyev, so Memele is not Latita Kobben Pesach. He's not Mitzum and Lava neither, but it's not Kimina, if it's about Tachilum, if a Godel is allowed to give him to eat. Because since he's Mechuyev, So he says that's why without a meat I would say that Milas Avodah is Ma'akev. Now let's go to Taisvis. Taisvis says we wanted to learn out a Kal V'chaima from Isha, Madachan Isha, that's Mutalovi Bekolas Posoleides, is an evidence. Also, Lovi Bekolas, this is Posoleides. Mali Isha Shekain Eina Bemila. So Taisa says, Mali Isha Shekain Eina Bemila, Dain Mitsuva Lomeles Beno. Isha is not Mitsuva Lomeles Beno. Eina Bemila. She doesn't have Eina Bemila. Now, like the Yainis Eilem, that the Emerson she's mitzuva lomolas benom midin bezdin. She doesn't have the chiyuv ha'av, but she's mitzuva lomolas benom. I mean, so the lashon eina b'mila is very unclear. I mean, she has mitzvah smila. I feel according to the mashal by Pesach she has mitzvah smila. She has a kom Pesach. She's mitzuva lomolas benom. So l'chayre, I think from this taisvus it would seem, and agavucha there's an erzeruah. The erzeruah is chelik on Rashi. There's a ruah on Masechtes Psochim. There's a ruah chelik beis daf chofei. Is chelik on Rashi. He says that what Rashi says mitzvus mila mutal aleihem. So he says no, there's no mitzvus mila on the mother. Period. There's no mitzvus mila on the mother. V'lo gabi kovim Pesach. I the Gemara said the Oya Hoysa Ovi Vime Beisa Surim Shigra the Lishne. But Al Kaponim, there's no Chi whatsoever. So I thought, perhaps we could say, Taisus brings down a Yesh Meforshim, that Lermshan the Gemara, the Ein and Metzuva Lomeles Beno. So could be this Yesh Meforshim held like the Erzeruah. Erzeruah says, Klaw, there's no Mitzvah whatsoever on the mother. By Kobin Pesa, no, she's not Metzuva Lomel, period. So Taisa says, if that's something Morris Kashe, so what's Pshat Kotn Yechiyach? Kotn is also not Mitzvah. So I thought, according to the Minchas Chinuch says, Kotn is Mitzvah. Kotn is Mitzvah. There's no Azorah, but Kotn is Mitzvah. So that could be, we have to know Pshat the Yesh Mefoshim. There's a Yesh Mefoshim over here. Taisa slugs up the Yesh Mefoshim, but these Yesh Mefoshim are from the Gedalia Rishonim. If Taisus brings them down. So perhaps, that's Shandi Yesh Mefolshim, that they held like the Erzeruah, not like Rashi and Yevomis, that there's no Tzivui whatsoever, on the Aim Lomelus, no, not by Kolben Pesach, not by anything, not Mishum Bezdin, and but they held like the Minchas Chinuch that the Etzem HaKotn is called Mitzuvah. He's Mitzuvah Lomel. Lomel is Atzmai. Good, there's a Mi'at Lomel Avodah. Maybe he's supposed to be Mitzuvah Lomel. So, in Kainim Anachno, so how do we learn the Gemara further though? The Gemara says, the cotton is mitzuvah b'mila. She yeshne b'mila posoleides. Moses Malakot Nishayne B'mitzvahs. So now how do we learn Pshat in this? I mean, according to the Minchas Chinuch, Be'em is Chayiv B'mitzvahs. Akot Nishayiv in all mitzvahs. So it could be here the Gemara means Eska Pirche, but there's no Azorah in the mitzvahs. And the Gemara said, the Gemara says, Eina b'mila, there's no mitzvah smila whatsoever on a Yisha, and according to this, a mitzvah smila. The second pirche of Sheina b'mitzvah means there's no azor on the mitzvah. Perhaps this would be pshat in the Yesh Mefosh. Let us just finish the Rashi's on the Omid, Yesh lechayis lamato, vayger b'noi nikra shmoi. Dies alkadait agir na mi posel, de doshinen, al ovois, al bonim, she ein lam chayis ovis, imusso ovis al bonim, she ein lam chayis ovis, loma li, bonim al ovis, she ein ovis al bonim, she ein lam chayis ovis, loma li shtanuye betavai, lichte bereish al bneyem, why did the Torah have to change the lashon? Lichter bereish abaneim, lives or kovim. The sefer lishtan of lichter stoma alovis. Vishemini tatim leksiva loyu musu bonim alovis. Aide bonim shein lam yichis alovis. Al mekosach mon abonim lemitsa laevet shma mina gea kosher the sulak a kal b'chayma. Now we're going to start a new Tostaisis Eved Nafkalami Kalvachayma Nira de Lafcha de Milsa Nokit Kloim da Filatim Slom de Nafik Megufi de Kro Bekoma Kimosi be Kalvachayma. Means really Lechere you can zicha learn if the Pasuk says that you need Yichas Ovis to be an Eid, so an Eved doesn't have Yichas Ovis. Why you say a Kalvachayma is better than a Ger because it doesn't have Yichas Bonim. You can learn out from this pasuk. So he says, "L'rafcha the milsa." Fully, you say for some reason you can learn out from the pasuk, but al kapon you learn out from a kal v'chayim. Charesh shaitim v'katan pegiyos andra. Now we're going to go into psanusugye. Imei the Rav Shmuel bar Abba mehagrunye, the mother of Rav Shmuel bar Abba mehagrunye. There was Rav Shmuel bar Abba Mehagrunye, that means that was the father of Shmuel. Havis Nesivis lay l'Rababa. She was married to Rababa. That means either Rababa bar Mehagrunye died, and she married a different Rababa. She married Rababa. She had a son from her first husband, Shmuel bar Abba Mehagrunye, and now she married a different Rababa. Now, she had nichsei meluk, that this new husband was Eichel Peiris, and she wanted to make sure that that her son should be, so when she'll die, it should go to the son. Like this, the husband Yashin's a wife. She wanted her son to get these nechosim. Kos v'sinu l'nichsei l'rav Shmuel bar Abba bo. So she wrote the nechosim, guf mehayoyim, that means I'm giving you now the gufakak. The gufakak is mine. I'm giving it to you. And my husband, Nichsei Meluk, he eats the peiros. Fine. He eats the peiros. But if I'll die, so then he won't have the peiros anymore. So then you'll get the peiros also. He has the peiros to me saucy. And while I'm giving you the gufakak, I'm a mailer. So when she'll die, that the peiros, the kark, plus the payers will go to us. Basa de Shrive, when she was Niftetake, she died before her husband. No, also Rav Shmuel Barabe, Kamei de Rav Yirmiya Barabe, he came to Rav Yirmiya Barabe, and he showed him the star. My mother gave me a star, the kakois, she was makna to me. Uk me benichse. Rav Yirmiya Barabe Paskin. Look, Yevashta, she was magnet to you. It's yours, finished. Ozo Rababe, now, her husband, her second husband, heard about this maise. He had a goat on different rope. He held this was the wrong psak.
Ozel Rababa Omre Le Milse Kami the Rabbi Shaya. Told Rabbi Shaya, you know, my wife was makna the nachosim, all the nachosim she had, she was makna to her son. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said it belongs to them. Is this right? Also, Rabbi Shaya, it seems, didn't say an opinion. He went to a higher authority. Also, Rabbi Shaya, Omre, Kami, the Rabbi Yudi. Yes, Rabbi Yudi, no, this was a Maisa. She was makted in the chosen to her son. Rabbi Yudi, the Abba Paskin, that it belongs to the son. Is this right? Omar le, Hochi, Omar Shmuel. Rabbi Yudi was a Talmud of Shmuel. Ha'isha, Shemocha, Benichsei, Melut, Bechaye, Bailo. Aisha who sold the Nifsi Maluk while her husband was alive, Umeisa and she died, Habal Moitzmiya the Lakuchas. Nah, it doesn't belong to the Lakuchas, it belongs to the husband. The husband takes over. So Memela, so Rabbi Yudah told B'Shem Shmuel, he told over to Rababe, you just go over, B'Shem Shmuel, you go over to the son, you say Shmuel said, this Mechira is worthless, And you just take back to the chosen. Shmuel was a dying. Amru akame de Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Now it seems in this grapevine that when Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba heard that what's happening, Rabbi Abba went to Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Shai went to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said that the Mechir is not Chal, Shmuel, B'Shem Shmuel. Amru kami drabi yabe. Amalu ano masnisa yedav. Don't tell me memories of. I know a Mishnah. And the Mishnah, I know a Mishnah that says that the zikhi belongs to the son. So Mamela, don't tell me memories of Shmuel. Ever enough and the Mishnah belongs to the son. This now, what's the Mishnah? Hakoisev nechosov livnoi laacha moisei. Now, let us just elaborate a little what we are talking about. We're talking about as follows. Talking about a father, the Karkit. The father goes and gives to the son, so you have Yaakov and Reuven. So Yaakov writes a shtar to the son, gives it to the son. He says like this, I'm giving you the gufa Karkit mehayim. It's your Karkit now. But I'm going to be Mishai the Peiris. That means that all the Peiris, I'm giving you the gufa kaka, but the schus achilas peiris, I'm leaving over for myself. So Kozman, the father says, when I'm alive, I'll eat the peiris. When he'll die, so then, so I was only Mishair till Misos, so after the Misa, you'll get the peiris. It's your karke, and it'll be your peiris also. After the Misa. Now, you have the gufa karke. What do you have from the gufa karke? Theoretically nothing, but I'm giving you now the gufa karke, I'm eating the pears. Akoisev nechosev livnoi, la'acha moisei. What does Rashi say? Let's see the first Rashi. Abal oti, we have a Rashi number dollar. Tas vesinu lenichsei meluk, la'acha sheniseis l'rababe, after she got married to Rababe. So she gave it over to us. Bosa de Shriva Ozel Rav Shmuel, and he went to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Habal Moitzi, Shabal Yerish Es Ishtoi, Uhu Hoyo Leikeach Rishay. We'll leave this Rashi, we won't explain it as yet. Habal Moitzi Miyad Alekuchas. La'acha Moisei. Now, do we have a Mishnah, Kaisav and the Chosav of Noi La'acha Moisei. Sarashi says, Mehayoim, U La'acha Moisei. Shaguf koni leben Mehayoim. The father's giving the son the guf akarka Mehayoim. Ela Sha'ob Oichel Aperis Ad Yoim Moisei. The father was Meshaya, the Schus Achilos Peiris, till he's going to die. So the Mishnah says as follows. Haben eini yochel limke. Now, someone comes over to the Ben, I heard you were kind of the gufa karke. Yeah? Maybe sell me the karke. So haben eini yochel limke, the peiris now, it should be sold for now, Ibnei Shehen Bushusah, the father is the Schusachilis Peres, so for now he can't sell. Va'omeini Yochel Limker, the father can sell to someone else, the Lachem Isosai, Ibnei Shehen Ksuvim Leben, he gave already the goof to the son, so the father can't sell the goof anymore, it's sold to the son. What happens if the father goes over to someone and he sells whatever I have in the kark I'm selling to this lekayer? Mechurim atchiyom, so the chus achilas peiros he can sell. That's what belongs to him that he can sell. Mochar aben, what if the son sold now bechayei ha'ov? He sold what he possesses. He possesses the goof. Ein loy. L'lekeach atchiyom asam. Lekeach doesn't have anything, just like the son didn't have anything, till the father dies. The father dies, then whatever the son has, so the lekeach will possess. Now, that's a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. Now we're medai from the Mishnah as follows. Abba, let's learn the Mishnah Elach. Timayis of, when the father dies, Islay Lulakeyach. If that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if the son sold, till the father dies, Lulakeyach doesn't have anything. So the son also didn't have anything. And when the father dies, then he'll get derived from this Mechira. Now, the Mishnah is very sosa. That means the Mishnah did not tell us who died first. If the father died first, if the son died first, the Mishnah says, Mocha HaBen, the son sold it, so Lekeach doesn't have anything till the father dies. But the minute the father dies, Lekeach is kind. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And the Mashmois HaMishnah is, V'afal Gav, the Meis HaBen B'chayeyo, even though the son died B'chayeyo, Layosei Liyodei the Ben, and the son never acquired the karka. Now we have to go through this Gemara to understand what the chiddush of the Gemara is. We have to go a little further. Ba'avagav the meisa ben b'chayov, the loy also liyodi the ben, ki Rav Shimon ben Lakish. But the pashtus of the Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Lakish. That Rav Shimon ben Lakish had said, the oma loyishno meis ha-ben b'chayei ha'ov, it doesn't matter if the son died before the father died. The son never acquired it. The father died first. The lekeach will be koina. Whatever happens, the Mishnah you have to learn, the tmimis, the son sold it. As soon as the father died, the lekeach will get the complete sod. The Itma, now we bring down a machlokes of Yechna Reish Lakish. The Itma, Mocha HaBen B'chayei Ha'ov. We learn now a machlokes of Yechna Reish Lakish. The Ben sold the karke B'chayei Ha'ov, when the father was alive. Umeis HaBen B'chayei Ha'ov. And then the son died B'chayei Ha'ov. Rabbi Yechna and Oma Loikon Lekeach. Lekeach was not kainet. Even after the father died, Lekeach wasn't kind. Reish Lakish Oma Kona Lekeach. Rav Yechanan Oma Loikona Lekeach. Oma Loch Kiktoni Masnissen. That's what the Mishnah says. Mocha HaBen Loikona Lekeach Hatshe Yom HaSohov V'chimai HaSohov Isla Lekeach Deloi Meis HaBen B'chayei Ha'ov. There it's speaking about the leimeis habein b'chayeyo, the osu liyodei the bein. So when the father died, the son acquired it. Avo meis habein b'chayeyo. But if the son died b'chayeyo, the loy osu liyodei the bein, it never went over to the son. Ki ma'yisov nami lesa lelekeya. Alma Kosova, so we see Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kinyan Peiris ki Kinyan Aguftami, that the Kinyan Peiris
that the father has is kikinyan aguf. The chizovin love the day zovin. And when he sold it, he did not sell his karka. Now, let us just stop here and try to explain what the Gemara said till now. We have here a case, a father had a karka and he gave over the karka to the son. And we said that the Achilles Peiris and Mishaya for myself till he dies. So we have here now, Kozman the father is alive. So between you and me, even though the Gufa Karka belongs to the son, but we'll ask, what does the son have from the Gufa Karka at the present time? Nothing. The whole Shimush of the Karka belongs to the father. It's Gufla Peiris. I mean, whatever Shimush you can do out of the Karka, the father was Mishaya for himself. So he has the complete usage of the field. But the Gufa Soda belongs to the son. So now, we have here a shayla. Kinyan peiris ke kinyan haguf tome olav ke kinyan haguf. Which means as follows. We have here such a scenario. The kinyan peiris belongs to the father. The gufa karka belongs to the son. Who is considered the owner of the karka? Who's considered the owner? So, Rav Yochanan holds, you know, the owner of the karka is the father. Because the father has the complete usage of the karka. Ownership, but not speaking like the Queen of England, she's a queen without any power whatsoever, that's not called Moses. Ownership is called usage. Just like there's a svara to say that Yisrael Hano is not called Shaloi. Why is it not called Shaloi? It's not called Shaloi. Because it's not called shaloi, because you don't have any usage out of it. It's not that's not called an owner. An owner is called you have usage. So therefore, Rav Yochanan holds who is the bailam of the karka. We have everything. The gufa karka belongs to the son. The gufla peiris belongs to the father. But who's the owner? Who's the bailam? Who is the bailam on this karka? So Rav Yochanan says, the father is the bailam. He's the bailam. So memele. Now, really, to appreciate this, just let's say over a Tosfos Akasha Yevomis. Before we say the kasha, so well, let's just explain our Gemara a little bit more. Then we'll say over Tosfos and Yevomis. So we're saying like this, Kozman, the father's alive, he's the Bala Karka. The son sold a Karka, that doesn't belong to him. The Bala, he was chus to get the Karka, but the Bailam of the Karka is the father. Fine. The son sells the Karka. Fine. Now, the father died first. Oh, the father died first. Now, the son acquired the karka. Now, he had a kinyan aguf. Before the father had the kinyan peiris, so he was considered the bailam. Now the father died, now he's the bailam. Now he's the bailam. So now the lekech comes over to the, you sold me the karka. Now you became the bailam, so you sold it to me. You sold what you possessed, you're selling to me. You just now acquired a karka. And it was sold to me, so this karka you acquired is mine. You sold it to me. That's good. What happens if the son died before the father died? He never acquired the karka. He never acquired the karka. That means he died before his father. So he sold something that never became his. Because Kozman, he was alive, the karka belonged to the father. And he died before the father. So the lekech doesn't have anything. That's what the Gemara says here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Lekeach only acquires the karka if the father died before the son. So the karka came into the reshus of the son already. Now he became a bala karka. He became a bala karka. So memele, he became a bala karka. Now the mechir is chal. So just to see the lashon of the Gemara. Kiktoni masnisen mochar hat ben. Loikone lekeach hache yom asof. Vichimai asof islo lekeach. When does the lekeach acquire the karka? Loi meis haben b'chayayot. The osu liyodei deber. He finally acquired the karka. Aber meis haben b'chayayot. Loi osu liyodei deber. Ki mai yisov nami les lekeach. Alma kasov akinyin peiris ke kinyah guptomi. Vechi zovin. He sold lavi day zovin. When he sold the karka, he didn't sell his karka because b'shaiti didn't belong to him. But if he acquired it later, it's good. If he didn't acquire later, it's not good. This is what says in our Gemara. Now, to appreciate what it says in our Gemara, I just would like to say over Amir de Ketaisvis in Yevomis, Da Lamed Vovamed Beis, Taisvis did not understand Rav Yochanan when the son is alive, that the Mechir is Chal. That Taisus didn't understand. But Taisus Akashi. Vim Taima. Afilu loy meisa ben b'chayeho. Afilu the son didn't die. The son is alive. The father died. Now the son got it. Loy likni. The lekeach shouldn't be koine. Dahave kemoi ma she'iresh me'abo mocholoch. So Taisus says, what is the din? Let's forget about our case. Talk about a different case. A son comes over to Alekeya. He says his father is in a state of $1 million. I'm the only son. Whatever I'm going to yarshin from my father, I'm selling now to you. Made a kinyan. He sold him the made a kinyan. The next day the father died. Now Alekeya comes. He wants to take the estate. It was sold. So the loch is, the Alekeya wasn't kind. Why? It's a davish loy b'loylo. You sold something that's not yours. I may hold the matter of Shloi Beloilam. The Chachamim hold, ain't not the matter of Shloi Beloilam. So you sold yesterday, Masha Irish Mabe. I'm going to acquire ownership. At the present time, I'm not an owner. I will acquire ownership, I'm selling you now. So the din is the Mechir is not Chal. You're selling something which Bishas the Mechir did not belong to you. Tomorrow it's going to belong to you. Fine. But Beshas Mechir, it didn't belong to you. Frag Toysvis Amoyridike Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Tois understood Rabbi Yochanan so good. If Kinyin Peres ki Kinyin Aguf Tomi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Memele Rabbi Yochanan said Aloshin that Vechi Zovin when he sold the karke loved the day Zovin. He didn't sell his karke. The Bailam of the karke is the father, not him. He's not a Bailam of the karke. So if he's not a Bailam on the Karka for Toysus, so how did Rabbi Yochanan understand the Mishnah? So Ibazoi, when the father died the next day, and then the son is alive, so then Rabbi Yochanan says, but the Mechir is Chal. Why is the Mechir Chal? It's a Dovah Shloim Baloilo. That's Toysus Kash. The Yeshloima, and I'd just like to say, the words of Toysus, the Oimek Advorim Ledavoini, I can't explain, but let me just say the words of Taisvus Tera. V'yeshloima, the legabi hochi, to say it should have a din of a dovo shaloiba lo'ilo, that the mechira should not help even when he gets it later. Lo'olim kinyin peiris levata ligamri kinyin aguf debet. To say it's a dovo shaloi, taka not his to sell, but to say it's a dovo shaloi b'loilam, that he will not, that even when he gets it, the mechira shouldn't be chal. That Rabbi Yochanan didn't say. The kivin the lebseif osi sod the liyadi deben choshevach. So Taisva says, the oimek advorim we have to understand, won't go into that, but Kaponim Taisva says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, so really the father is the Bailam. He's selling something that is not his. Love the days of it. But I'll call upon him, if you sell it, that it should be hal. When you'll acquire it later, then it's not called the Novish Loi Beloi Lov, the Mechir is hal. But that's if you acquired it. If you acquired it once in your life, so good. So I'm selling something now which is not mine. It will become mine. So as soon as it becomes mine, it'll become yours. That's what I sold. I could sell it. It's not like a Dover Shulboim. It's better than a Dover Shulboim. Or here, let us say, here we hold like Rameya, that this you can sell. But he had to acquire it. But if he never acquired it, he died before the father, the Mechir is not hal. This is Shitas Rab Yochanan, because he holds Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Haguftam. He's the Bailam of the Karka. The son is selling something that he's not a Bailam on the Karka. That is Shitas Rab Yochanan. And let's go a little further. Yeah. Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Shaima, Rab Shimon ben Lakish said, Toda Lekeach. Nah. That, a fellow, the son died before the father died. So also kana lekech. Kiktoni mas nisin mocha rabben ein lekech at shayom asof. Ki mai asof mi is isle lekech. Loishno, loi meis haben b'chayeo. It's irrelevant if the son did not die before the father. The osu liyodi de ben, he acquired it. Loishno meis haben b'chayeo of the loi osu liyodi de ben. Kana lekech, lekech is koine. Al mekasava kinyan peres lavke kinyan aguf domi. Rish Lakish says, "Who's the bailim? I'm the bailim. The son is the bailim. He is the kinyan. The father can eat the peres from my karka, but I'm the bailim. The schus achilas peres does not make him the bailim. I'm considered the bailim. So fine. So I'm a bal on the karka. I have to acquire the karka. It's mine right now. I sell it. It's sold." The father is a schus achilas peiris. The father will die, so the schus achilas peiris. But the kinyan peiris that the father has does not make me ois bailam. I always was the bailam. Don't have to acquire the karka. It's mine now. It's mine now. Alma kosova kinyan peiris. Lav ke kinyan aguf domi kinyan peiris is not ke kinyan aguf. Vechi kosovin when he sold it, the day kosovin. He sold his karka. Some amela, he sold his karka. So the Gemara continues. Vana, hashte, bein Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe, bein Rabbi Yehuda. So now, Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe is talking. I said, so let's make a cheshbon hanefesh over here. There's a whole tumult. If the mother could sell it to the son, the mother could give it to the son, the mother couldn't give it to the son. Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe, Rabbi Yehuda that said b'shem Shmuel, Rab Shimon ben Lakish shvirlo. We pass on like Rab Shimon ben Lakish. Kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf. So memele. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe said very good. So let's now compare this case to Reish Lakish. What's this case? The woman was married to her to Rab Abba. Now the karka was hers. She did nichsim beluk. The husband had a schus achilas peiris. Fine. So she's the Bala Karke. He is a schus achilas peiris. We all pass on like Reish Lakish, kinyan peiris, lavke kinyan aguf domi. So she's the Bala. She went over to her son, goes over to her son, Rab Shmuel, made a shtam aton. She was makdim the Karke. So it's his Karke. It's his Karke. Whatever she had, now it's his Karke. She died. So now, the minute she died, so now the husband lost his schus achilas peiris. He only has a schus achilas peiris because of this look, because man they're married. Now she died, the husband lost his schus achilas peiris. Fine. So now you don't have your schus achilas peiris. The lekeach acquired the karke when she sold it. Then kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf. So memela, so the lekeach came to Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe. Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabe said, Rabbi, it's yours. It's your karka. It's yours. It's all. Now, if we would hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then there'd be problems. That's right. Rabbi Yochanan holds, since the husband had a kinya achilas peiris, kinya peiris, kinya guf, so never was hers. She has to acquire it from the husband. She died before the husband. So the mechir is machal. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yisai, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rish Lokish. Yeah, become Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Kedai Tzach Kinyin Peres. And then Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, become Rabbi Yehuda, 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 Umay is a ben dachai yeyov, amay is a lule keyach, ki kozovin, I love the day kozov. El lam shmami, no. Going to Rishlokish, kini peres lav, kini a guf dami. So me meile, so that's what Rabbi Mababa said, I don't know, pish pshad, he says over, b'shem shmu, ano mas nisen yodano, la maise, belongs to the son, we pass on to Rishlokish, kini peres lav, kini a guf dami. Mechire is hal, and that was Rabbi Mebabe's psalm. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Mechul nachiyomos lekeich oichol peiris. Achiyomos of. The father sold the peiris, of Shema Sa'ov, Eilach HaBen, Amaitz Miyad HaLekuchis. Now it belongs to him. The Loi Meis HaBen B'chayov, the Osa L'yodi DeBem. If the son was alive after the father died, so he acquired the ownership of the Kalka, the Ma'amoch HaLerish and L'sheini, because Chusha told me, that's what I sold you, but I'll acquire it, it'll become yours. Kinyan Perish or Yaknim Laov La Perish. Rish Lokish Svir alone. We paskin like Rish Lokish. Paskin Hilchasik Rish Lokish, but last, there are three cases that we paskin like Rish Lokish. Chod or Ho, this case, Kinyan Perish, Lavka Kinyan Agu. Vacholitz Lemuberes, if a person gave Chalitza to a Muberes and she was Mapple, the Chalitza helps. Maton the Beemza, Beperik Acholitz. The shayla, if a person wrote a tzavo, and he wrote a loshin yerushin, a loshin matone, he has to write by each child a loshin matone, or one loshin matone covers all the children. Anyway, we pass on these three cases like a shokish. Ela lav shmamino, lav kikinya gufdom. We pass on to a shokish lav kikinya nadup. Bahani nixi meluk haknuyim. Bechayeho. Lebal leperes, lavke kinyin aguf domi. It's not that he's the bailam. Umatonos amatone. But I forgot the meiso bechayev, even though she died bechayev bailo. But she was the owner, and her mechire is chal, her matone is chal, and finished. That's what Rabbi Mebabe says. Don't tell me Shmuel. Ano mas nisin yedana. We paskin like Rish Lokish. So maybe you see klo that mocha rabben. Is the Mechir is Chal, even though the son died before the father. Adru lekame de Rav Yehuda. So now we have a different Dayonim who are paskening. So this memra of Rav Yirme Ba'abe, Rav Yirme Ba'abe said, Ano mas nisin yedane. So this came back to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said over that the Maton is not Chal. Ama lohu hachi ama Shmuel zu ein edayim le Mishnah sein. This isn't similar to the Mishnah. You bring a ayah from the Mishnah. This is not similar to the Mishnah. Now it's very interesting. Gedolei Yisrael were not marich too much. He said over from Shmuel, it's not daim to the Mishnah. Why it's not daim to the Mishnah? You figure it out. It's not. Shmuel said it's not daim to the Mishnah. That's, we have a member from Shmuel, so don't come, I know Masnissen Yadana. This case is not done to the mission. So now the Gemara started figuring it out. Omar, Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef, we're going to see a moiradike chiddush from Rabbi Yosef, but let us just say the words first. Omar, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said like this, Bishloimeh. Itani Ipche. If the Mishnah would be speaking about a opposite case, What's that an opposite case? Opposite case means as follows. That a son gave over his nechosim to his father, Guf me'ayim aperes lachamisa, such a case, and the father sold it, and it would say, and Reish Lakish would say, that the mechira is chal, even though the father died before the son died, means the son saw the zchus achilus peiros. If that would say in the Mishnah, then Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba would be right. But since the Mishnah says the scenario, a different case, that the father gave it to the son, and the son sold it, and he died b'chay of it, you have no raya that we hold kinyan peiros lavka kinyan adu. You have no raya whatsoever. The reason we have to see in Rashi, but let's just say the words. Amar Rav Yosef, Bishloi mitane ipre akosim dechosim lo'ovet. And then Reish Lakish said that if the son gave over the goof mehayim to the father, the peiros lachem isosa, and Reish Lakish, and it says mochel ha'ov, mechurim mishiyam sabet. And Reish Lakish would say, "Afilu da'ov died b'chayeben." Ikal the mishnah minay the kinyan peiros lavka kinyan guf. Then you b'chay kinyan peiros lavka kinyan guf. Alahashta diktoni akoysim nechosov livnoi mishum deroy liyoshayhu because he's roy liyoshay. Very sosam dike gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hakoysev nechosev loviv. If it was said in the Mishnah, Hakoysev nechosev loviv, la'achem oisai, he's giving his father a schus in this karka that should belong to him, la'achem oisai, Hakoysev nechosev la'achem oisai, u'mocha ov b'chaye ben, u'meisa ov b'chaye ben, v'om alon Reish Lakish tekona lekeach, shamina minei, Bishum de kinyan peiros shenknuyin leben lavke kinyan gufta. Then you have an often a raya a Reish Lakish holds a kinyan peiros lavke kinyan gufta. Avol hashte dilma hayne taime de konal lekeach. Over here in this case, opposite case, avol gavdloi osi lidei de ben. Mishum the roi liyoshehu, because the son could yashin the father. He's roi liyoshehu. Ha'af al gav, the ba'alme, kikinyin ha'guf domi, hoche guf avade akne av leben, b'chayob lemoichin kshiyot, yi mishum la'achamise, lav ochi aviyoris lay. Lav ochi aviyoris lay. He would have yarshened. Before we go further, let's explain what Rashi is saying till now. Rashi says, and we'll see more of the Kechidushim over here. Rashi says, the case of the Mishnah is very difficult to understand. Now, the father goes over to the son, and let's just for practical purposes say he's the only son. Well, let's speak practical purposes. We'll come later, we'll see it's not so possible. Well, let us just say now that he's the only son. The father comes over to the son. My son, you know, I'm going to give you now the gufa karke, I'm going to pay this, machamisa, Peiros also belong to you. So the son starts scratching his head and he asks, Tati, can you tell me why this is all necessary? Now I don't have anything from it. When you can die, I'm going to get the peiros. Without the shtar, it will also be the same thing. When you're going to die, I'm going to yashin and get the kark and the peiros. Why is this necessary? So the father tells the son, "Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see if you can say a teretz." No, the son starts thinking. 5 minutes. I thought of a teretz. What's a teretz? Teretz is like this. if you wouldn't give me the matana, and then I would sell it. I would sell it. And then he would die. The son would die. The mechir wouldn't be chal. Because it's not mine. It's a real davar shloi b'loilom. It's a real davar. The mechir wouldn't be chal. So that's why you gave me the karka now, that I should be able to sell it. And even if I die before, the lekeach will be paid. The father, when he hears this, he says, I knew you were smart, but such a ilay zichad in now. Gewaltig. That's not the reason. That's the reason. So pshat is like this. That, let's go a little further. Stakne luya shizach. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yosef said, Rish Lakish holds kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguftami. Him and Rabbi Yosef, they all hold the same. They all hold the same. But Rish Lakish, in the case of the Mishnah, he had a problem. He had the problem that the son, why did he have to give it over to the son without this whole kinyan? The same thing is going to happen. When he dies, the son will have the goof and the peiris. Before that, doesn't have anything. Why did he have to give it over to the son? So Rish Lakish said a teretz a shtikta, which Rabbi Yochanan didn't like the shtikta. Rabbi Yochanan says, here, even though normally a person who has the kinyan aguf is considered the bailam, but it is not an absolute halacha. Even though normally a person has the kinyan peiris is considered the bailam, but it is not an absolute halacha. There could be a person that could be Mishaya the Peiris for himself and say, you'll be the Bailam. This Bailis, which we had the whole people, who's considered the Bailam, this Bailis could be transferred from one to the other, even though the father has the Kinyan Peiris. That's what Rabbi Yosef said Pshat. Rabbi Yosef said, the Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. The case of the Mishnah, we have a tremendous kasha. We have a tremendous kasha. Why was it necessary for the father to make this kinyan? The son has nothing now, and la'acham yisrael, he's going to have everything that's with the kinyan, and that'll be without the kinyan. He's the only yairish. Why did the father do this? It's not necessary. He didn't accomplish anything. This kasha Rish Lakish had. So Rish Lakish said, if the father did it, you have to read between the lines. Because the father wanted that the son should be able to sell it b'chayov, and even if the son will die, that the bechira will be chal. So he was makne him the goof, when he was makne him the goof, he gave him the kinyan aguf also that he has. When he was mishaya the peiris, he said, I'm mishaying the peiris, but here I'm not a bailam. The bailus I'm giving over to you. And that is pshat in this shtar matone. That is pshat in the shtar matone. And so I'm giving it to you that you should be capable of selling it even if you'll die b'chaya. That's the machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. That means everyone holds kinyan peiris kikinyan aguf. If it had been the other way around, so then you don't have a kasha. Why he gave it to his father? Why he gave it to his father? Because if he wouldn't give it to father, his father would never have it. He has his own kindalach. So there is no kash. So there you have a pure case of kinyan peiris, and there is no kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. But the case of our Mishnah, is a case where the tzivus hashtar is not necessary. So here Rish Lakish said that when the father, if the father felt it important to give over, the father felt it important to give over the goof now, the purpose of this was to enable the son to sell the karka now, the mechira should be chal, afilu the son will die b'chayovit, and the father gave over the kinyan, the bailus that he had through the achilas peiris, he gave over the bailus to the son, that the son is now capable of selling the karka b'chayovit.